Wisconsin U.S. Senator Herb Kohl has just reintroduced a bill he's been pushing for years to send more money to the states to train and hire court interpreters. If it passes this year, it could mean $100,000 to add interpreters in Wisconsin. Carmel Capati heads the office in charge of translation services in state courts.
Where we could certainly use the assistance is in the non-Spanish language area. We have certain refugee populations which are coming in where we're having a little bit of trouble finding interpreters.
Those include 70 refugees from the Southeast Asian country of Myanmar who arrived in the state this year, and an increase in the number of both Somali and Iranian refugees over the past 2 years. Capati says if Senator Kohl's effort succeeds this year, it will help court procedures move more smoothly in not just criminal cases, but civil cases as well, where non-English-speaking immigrants and refugees are seeking justice.
You know, there are other areas such as guardianship and mental commitment cases, CHIPS and termination of parental rights cases, which we're needing interpreters as well. So there are a fair number in the civil arena.
Wisconsin currently has 65 certified court interpreters. 59 of them are Spanish speakers. The others include American Sign Language, Russian, German, Hmong, Chinese, Lao, and Vietnamese. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.